Okay, here we go again, this stupid guy who wants to write all the books in the world and the comics, cartoons and the films. And but anyway, what can I do? Just let the inspiration out onto this recording at least. This time I am returning a little bit at least to dreaming about my comics drawing idea. Well, I thought it was actually good to make web comics, little web page size style, whatever format I came up with, 6-panel thing, or I don't know. And just put it on some website and then spread it from there into different social media. Now, again, what would it be? I mean, when I thought about it first, I was inspired by Crumb again, who sometimes just invents any characters he likes to invent, which is in itself pretty crazy. But he has this special style that makes it recognizable anyway. Now, of course, his drawings and so on, they can be different characters in each. I mean, the Far Side and all of those. But maybe if we take it one step further and we tie all these together a bit into a big character gallery of weird characters. I mean, it doesn't matter how many we introduce here, but once one is born, then they live in that world somewhere. That could be fun, because then thinking that way, we could kind of reuse characters, come back to them, and make all kinds of side stories and flashbacks and all kinds of movie style things. So the thing then would be to tell a little story in 6 frames, 6 pictures each time, that has, I mean, this is a challenge, but I'm just going with it here, that has the features of a film, really, or a story in general, meaning it introduces the characters in the first frame and what they are doing. They are faced with something or whatever. Maybe we tell that in the second frame. They do something crazy, try to fix something, try to accomplish something or fight out something or whatever. And in the end, a resolution where we get some insight that we can, well, that kind of makes us go, oh, wow, But it also makes us interested in, if possible, what's going to happen next, or what's going on here? Who are these characters? So they want to click on whatever website link and go and read more of that cartoon, comic. Now, good. All that is needed is a good story. Could I then pick from what I already have, these millions of little snippets here and there? Let's say the little dragon, for example. Then this one would be about the little dragon. And it could have a kind of major title which describes the entire cartoon, well, the entire thing, right? Just like, well, anyway, just so I remember that. And yeah, so we will have that dragon happily playing there in the river. And this could be, then be one that we revisit. Just make a little of that interesting story structure in each, but leaving it open so we wonder what's going to happen next. So we have, could just have that little. Saying, you know, in every river, according to the Chinese say, in every river there lives so. A dragon. And then you see this little dragon jumping around in the water. Or maybe it may be a big one. Who is the life and the flow of the river? Then maybe you have a farmer sitting there looking at the river saying, let it flow. Let it blossom, let it grow. Maybe it could be Eric Clapton with a guitar. I don't know. Anyway, and oh, man. seeking its liberation in the ocean. Then going to heaven. You see the dragon like on a cloud going back in towards the mountain and laying its dragon egg. And the cycle of life continues. As long as it does, the mountains, the forests, and all who live there flourish. You see, now, so far it's like, wow, epic style. And then well, so say the old legends, but dot dot dot, and we see it. An egg, a dragon's egg coming thump down on the ground. And then we can see maybe the egg, even in that frame, egg drops on. A place where there are just stubs of trees. The trees have been cut down. Maybe the egg even falls into a big tractor track or something. And then the little dragon looks out, the egg cracks open and looks out of the egg in the next frame and looks around and says, well, it's just a question mark. To be continued. Or there could be a narrator thinger there. Yes, dear little dragon. Well, maybe we could go with it more personally. Maybe we can have one of those. I'm looking at this picture, which inspired me today, of those two mountain climbers that are huffing and puffing, and then the Sherpa is just walking there, smoking a cigarette and carrying all their luggage. It's funny. We could have one of those guys, and he stands, it looks like that guy, the big one. Or one of them, they look pretty much that way. And then they stand there, he stands there with a chainsaw and just cut down a tree, and the little dragon's egg just drops down in front of him, and they look at each other. And the dragon thinks, now who's that? He's scared, right? So I don't know if this is at all possible to get into 6 frames. I could try and maybe make it 8, I don't know. Anyway, it was just one attempt. And then we can have other episodes of the... I mean, from here, for instance, we could just go right to our PO in his... You know, when he is thinking about the environment and stuff like that. Or we could even break out in the last frame there with Pio and his sister. And he's reading this as a comic, a cartoon in a cartoon magazine. And and you say, now what was that? And the little sister just sits there, messes up something on the table or whatever. It's just kind of small. All kinds of things we could do there and go this direction, that direction, and we can throw in the cartoonist also. Where we sometimes step out of the action there, and he tries to explain what's going on, and this was me when I was young, you know, and what to do with this little dragon, I don't know. I mean, here it is. And you see them, they're very small, in the river that... becomes smaller too. And you may have this guy there, the gross guy, and oh, finally there's some rain, I'm thirsty, and whatever, and or the dragon sees there's hardly any river left, and the guy says, well, you know, it's not my fault. And then there's this little drop. Of rain, and the dragon says, oh no, it starts to rain. Good. Here's the rain. We will fix that. Maybe he calls on the rain, and then the rain, you just see this hot sun coming up there again, and the rain just goes psst, little smoky steam, and nothing goes into the river really, or the little water stream. So the dragon sits there, under what should be a little waterfall up in a beautiful mountain forest, where you just now see, where you now, all that is left now is a couple of small trees just next to that river, and the rest is just cut down. You can see these tracks of big machines and all that. So he just sits there. He throws himself into the stream and then swims, and but then you see that the water just disappears, and he just drops down over that waterfall thing with a little splash, and then wham, down on a rock down there, and sitting on that rock, and he gets a little drop of water in his head and looks up, and oh. And maybe something else to clarify is because the trees are cut down and there are no shadows. I don't know if he has to say something. Well, you could maybe have that guy there looking also up in the sky and saying, well, you know, something about well, this happened when after we cut down the forest here. Didn't think about that one. He kind of, he's not totally in denial of it. He has some understanding that he's a forest guy after all. It's the guy over there in the office who sees none of this. Didn't think about that one, did we? Or we could just switch that boy for, that man for a young boy. Or a young man who is, I don't know, there are different options. Then he should probably not have cut down the trees. Or just an old man who's sitting there. He can see the dragon. And then it gets too Chinese mellow. We need to have some brute there, some funny guy, and who cares about wise Chinese men? That could come later. Okay, so I'm just testing now one episode, and I think I made some before. I could just check that out. So here is yet another one of my crazy ideas. Now what? Should I do? Let me try the different ones I have now. God is Priyavrata. just speak what is on my heart and I will get unpopular and people will hate me and they won't talk about with me anymore, and maybe some will, but I won't be heard anyway. If I'm lucky, if that is being lucky, I'm recognized. There will be a following of devotees around me and I will get carried away by that, and there will be all kinds of idolization and the whole thing that I'm kind of against. And I don't want that. There is such a program running in among those people that there is a risk of that. Now, who do I want to reach out to and influence? The ordinary people out there, the people who, young people who are thinking about life, what's going on, are there supernatural things or not? Was Darwin right or not? What is this life about anyway? These kind of things. And they are faced with weird day-to-day events in their lives, which kind of, well, makes you think. And also things that happen to all of us, but that we tend to just whisk off, because they don't really fit with our plans and ideas and presumptions about things, what life should be, or what they told us life should be, and all that. So there are funny situations that we can pick from anyone's life there, and often then confrontations between the materialists and the spiritualists or idealists. We have those two characters there, main characters, or several maybe, but maybe two main from each side, and it often is about those two. And there are the environmental issues, those who are really into that, and the veganism, and all those questions. I mean, they all fall back on a certain deeper existential level platform that has to be solid, otherwise it won't work anyway. So that kind of thing. And now what I just said, I think, is really the focus I should have, okay? And then how to attract such an audience. Well, I mean, we've got Gene Genie, who could then be developed a bit more into a kind of inside-out scientist kind of thinker, a kind of home scientific person who is just one of us, but who is looking at the world and trying to use the best of his logic and reason and science and observation ability to make sense of the world and life and what's going on here. Now, that's for a certain audience who might watch YouTube. Then if we make that cartoon, those comics, they may spread on social media, right? Quickies that you read in a few seconds and you can't avoid it because comics are fun. And if it is catchy and gives you some eye-opening wisdom in the end. So bless me, God, and all those who want to help here. Then from there they could go to Gin Genie, right? Now, if we then put the Priyavrata video production a bit on the back burner, the Priyavrata channel, it's just, I don't know. It's there, but it's not prioritized at all. And that blog, I don't know. Maybe that's also too much to start a new thing there. Whatever, if I should do something, then whatever is quickest to do, to produce. It doesn't take much time to put up a blog, but anyway. Okay, I have my focus here. And the other one is the cosmology thing. And that could be a book and a series of videos. Maybe, should I? Or what if I wait with that too? Because what is the audience for these things? I don't know. I mean, and then I have the difficulty to actually explain these things in a way that anyone can understand. I mean, I've been trying that for a while, and nobody gets off on it. I get absolutely no response. So, I mean, one thing I could do is to weave it into the talking head videos. I don't know what to prioritize here. Which one would be the most beneficial for humanity at large? The cosmology is a bit specialized, and scholarly, you could say, and I'm not a scholar. I don't have any credits, titles, and the risk is I wouldn't get an audience anyway. I don't know. I mean, writing a book about that, it's also, I mean, it's an enterprise, it's an endeavor, and it costs money if I should publish it. And the possibility is that I will send it around to a few people and will get zero response, because I'm looking for response from the Hare Krishna community, who are most of them not at all interested in this topic at all, and who have a completely different idea. But those who are interested have such a different idea that you have to really break into it, which is difficult. Now, for people in general, if I would write for those, just Puranic and all that, yeah, there could be a small group, very small group, I think, who would be interested in this. What to speak of being actually receptive, sympathetic to it and agreeing with it. It's kind of, it's on a more theoretical level, right? So if I really want to reach out and get an audience at all, because that's what it seems to be about these days, the challenge, I need to start there. Beat where the iron is hot. If there is a spot where it is, find that spot and then focus on it. And there, I think it is. We can talk about things that are really, that really matter to people today. And I think I'm getting a bit clear about my audience. And well, I should try and go for young people, like Chris and Leo. Well, you know, if we make this comics, then maybe they should end with Arjun Genie. Whoever, the Priyavrata character, some character there, a janitor or whoever, who is writing this comics. Or he may just be me. Or that janitor who's sitting there in his basement, sometimes drawing cartoon comics, sometimes making his funny little Gene Genie video, and who has this weird room there, virtual space somewhere. So it's that guy who draws the comics, right? So he can be there at the end of each one. Because Talking Head is not a very interesting character, really. He should just be a mask behind which our janitor hides, because he has gone underground, right? He's hiding there under that school and that little coal room in the basement where he has built his virtual worlds. And then just as V, but he's a good V, he's non-violent, he sometimes appears but masked. And as I said that, I thought he could actually look, you know, in one episode or more like this V character, which is kind of joking a little with this anonymous movement. Maybe people would start thinking, is he part of that? What is going on here? Because no one has copyrighted that mask. It's quite interesting, actually. So, actually, when we do this Yin Genie, we should also make it more and more clear that, first of all, that he is seated within and looking out through his own eyes and senses, which this and that screen actually represents. But also that there's a guy behind him there who's just masked. Who is that guy? We can play a little bit with that. Little hints, little... at least that there is someone behind. So we kind of... go a little meta, a little bit, stepping out of the outer character or whatever, stepping out of that space there sometimes. So anyway, what I wanted was, and what I need is guidance for how to prioritize, how to actually work. So after what I have spoken here, and I could review this later, listen to it and see if I still agree with it. Because now I'm just in a weird state of inspiration here, as usual. And so what I would then do is to basically put the two other things on ice, the Priyavrata and the living cosmos thing, but I already went out there and said I would make the Puranic cosmos. Well, I could do that. Basically, I just a faithful, not going into the weirdness of it, but just being faithful to the Bhagavatam and then sneaking in my way of looking at it. Just presenting the cosmology of Bhagavatam, this could be my association with the Bhagavatam every day, which I want to have. Okay? That makes sense. We have that, a little cartoon drawing, and inside looking out. Just put those cartoons there on Instagram and whatever, wherever the experts tell me to put it. Facebook, Twitter, its own website with links to the other ones. I mean, maybe we could make it like that, that in the end of every one of those cartoons or comics, strips or whatever, you can see that it's just this Gene Genie guy who is sitting and drawing it. I don't know, I mean, whatever, it doesn't really matter much. But trying to tie them together and open doors from one to the other. That has been my idea all along. I could try that. And who would sign those drawings? Pierrotta? Gene Genie, because no one knows who Pierrotta is, and we won't really promote Pierrotta or the janitor or anyone at this point. We will promote Gene Genie. Or maybe we have this guy there, little crumbish guy, which is actually the janitor, me, or rather whatever, who then takes up that mask, puts it on, and turns on his video camera. Time to go online. See you. At inside looking out, blah blah blah. Could do these kind of things. Anyway, let's review this tomorrow and what I did in the past. If I made some comics episodes, I'll think about it again. I got time until New Year, but I really want to, by New Year, have an action plan, and then just one that is really realistic and focusing on the best priorities and just going with it for a while and see how it works.